KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. On high school volleyball play last night, regional finals held in some of the classes in 3A, Red Oak and Kemper Catholic both advanced to the Girls State Volleyball Championships with wins last night. Red Oak defeating Gilbert 3-1. It was 25-21, 20-25, 27-25, and 25-20 the game scores. Kemper Catholic a 3-game sweep over South Central Calhoun, winning 25-15, 25-14, and 25-10 to advance. Also in 3A, Sioux Center beat Humboldt in 3 straight. Osage a 3-game sweep over Forest City. Columbus Catholic beat New Hampton 3-1. Iowa Falls Alden moves on with a 3-2 win over Mount Vernon. Beckman Catholic beat Davenport Assumption 3-1. And Tipton over Davis County in 3 straight in 3A regional finals. In 4A regional finals last night, Lewis Central moves on to the state meet with a 3-game sweep over Dallas Center Grimes. Glenwood not so fortunate, though, as they were swept in 3 straight by Sergeant Bluff Luton. Also advancing in 3-game sweeps, Bishop Heelan over Lamars, Pella over Bondurant Farrar, Waverly Shellrock topping Charles City, Independence beating Center Point Urbana, Cedar Rapids Xavier topping Fort Madison, and Dubuque Wallert over North Scott. And in Class 5A, it was West Des Moines Valley knocking out Abraham Lincoln in 3 straight. Also in 5A regional finals, Ankeny Centennial beat Sioux City East 3 in a row. Urbandale 3 out of 5 over Pleasant Valley. Cedar Rapids Jefferson beat Johnston in 3 straight. Linmar swept 3 from Waukee. Cedar Falls topping Marshalltown in 3. Dubuque Hempstead beat Iowa City West 3 in a row. Dowling Catholic over Bettendorf 3-1. Those winners in 3A, 4A, and 5A all advancing to the girls' state volleyball championships. After stumbling early to Oklahoma, third-ranked Ohio State has roared back into the national picture. The Buckeyes moved into the driver's seat in the Big Ten East by rallying late for a victory over Penn State. And next up, they'll visit Iowa on Saturday.
If the focus is there, this is going to be a decent ending. If the focus somehow gets abstracted by talk of other stuff, then we'll be an average team. But there's a lot of ball left right now. Or it's too early. We got to go beat Iowa.
That's Ohio State coach Urban Meyer, who says his team showed toughness in their come-from-behind win over the Nittany Lions, and that will remain the theme as they get ready for the Hawkeyes.
They're just tough. They're like their coach. Their coach is a tough guy. They're like the state of Iowa. They're tough people. I love Iowa. I love the, you know, I've never met too many people or players that just don't have that Iowa characteristic of toughness, and I'm going to hit you as hard as I can.
Meyer says the Hawkeyes are a direct reflection of head coach Kirk Ferentz.
This will be as good a defense line as we faced. You know, and it's the thing I love about their coach, who's a friend, is that the consistency is impeccable. I mean, it's like, you know, so many people change and always grasping for different ways of doing things. He's as consistent, tough as you can get. I think he does a great job.
One of the areas of concern for Ohio State is kickoff coverage. That unit nearly cost the Buckeyes the game against Penn State.
We're having our struggles kicking the ball. And we're taking the best kickoff team historically in this conference. We're a very good one. Maybe it's not the best, but we've always been top two or top three, if I remember right. And it's a joke right now. You look at our kickers, and someone said, why don't you just kick it out of the end zone? I kick it out of the end zone every time. We're the only school in America that can't kick it out of the end zone.
Well, we'll see how they kick it on Saturday. We'll kick the game off at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. We'll have it for you here on the radio with a 12:30 pregame start time. Iowa State surged to the top of the Big 12 standings and to number 14 in the AP poll is garnering national attention, but Coach Matt Campbell says it won't change the focus for his team. The Cyclones take a 4-game winning streak on the road this week as they take on West Virginia.
There's been a lot of painful days, and there's been a lot of, there's a lot of sacrifice in the months where nobody watched us that I think has allowed us to really steer clear of what anybody says outside of our walls and just come every day with a purpose. And it's easy to sit here and say that, and it's easy to constantly say that, but you've got to have kids that believe in it, and you got to have kids that really understand that value. And that's what we do have. That's what's allowed us to have success.
Campbell says the Cyclones won't have trouble remaining humble even as they receive national praise.
When you have to go up the rough side of the mountain sometimes like we have and like our kids have, I think humility is, you learn that along the way. And you learn it through some, having to face the tough times and then, understanding that when positive things happen, why they're happening.
Sophomore linebacker Marcel Spears is the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week for the second straight time. Spears had 9 tackles, and his late interception sealed a 14-7 win over TCU.
You know, what's so rewarding is you just keep going back to spring practice, and you keep going back to how this guy, and I remember having this meeting with him of, where are you going to take this? What are you going to do with this? You can be a really good football player. He's got great athleticism, great balance. He's a really good tackler. And now you're starting to see his awareness, his in-game awareness. That's really impressive to me.
Campbell says Iowa State's linebackers are playing well in part because of how well the defensive line is playing. Another key for the defense has been the punting of Colin Downing, and that's helped ISU own the field position battle.
It goes back to this from my end of it is what gives us a chance to be successful, you know, and our success rate has to be, you know, at times playing field position football. That's got to be important. And in a lot of games, it has been important for us. And, you know, certainly what Colin's been able to do has been fantastic.
Iowa State visiting West Virginia. Tough road trip this weekend. And they'll get that one kicked off at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Randy Shannon has wasted no time shaking up the Florida Gators after being named interim football coach on Sunday. The former University of Miami coach has promoted defensive line coach Chris Rumpf to defensive coordinator and elevated former Idaho head coach Rob Akey from quality control assistant to defensive line coach. Shannon also says the starting quarterback job is now up for grabs, essentially giving former Notre Dame starter Malik Zaire a chance to compete with struggling incumbent Felipe Franks. Well, the Denver Broncos were in a giving mood Monday night, and their generosity allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to end a 2-game losing streak. The Chiefs took advantage of Denver's 5 turnovers in a 29-19 win over the Broncos in Kansas City. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Chiefs intercepted Trevor Siemian 3 times and recovered a pair of fumbles as they improved to 6-2. Marcus Peters opened the scoring, returning a fumble 45 yards for a touchdown 5.5 minutes into the game. Alex Smith doubled Kansas City's lead by hitting Travis Kelce for a 29-yard touchdown a little more than 3.5 minutes later. Smith was just 14 of 31 passing, but finished with 202 yards and no interceptions. Kelce was Smith's primary target with 7 receptions for 133 yards. Harrison Butler kicked 5 field goals as the Chiefs dropped the Broncos to 3-4 on the season. Ezekiel Elliott could be out of the Dallas Cowboys lineup until mid-December. A federal judge has cleared the way for the NFL to enforce a 6-game suspension it handed to the Cowboys running back over domestic violence allegations. U.S. District Judge Catherine Polk Fila denied the request for a preliminary injunction from players' union attorneys working for Elliott. Fila has put the ruling on hold for 24 hours to give Elliott's legal team time to appeal, a likely move. She heard arguments from both sides Monday in federal court in Manhattan with Elliott in attendance before rendering her decision hours later. It's the second time a federal ruling has overturned a reprieve that kept Elliott on the field. The NFL has been trying to successfully suspend Elliott since the end of the preseason. That issue stems from allegations of a physical dispute between Elliott and an ex-girlfriend last year. If that suspension holds this time, Elliott will miss Sunday's home game against the Chiefs and won't be eligible to play again until December 17th at Oakland. San Francisco has reportedly acquired Jimmy Garoppolo from the New England Patriots. ESPN reported Monday that the Niners dealt a 2018 second-round pick to the Patriots for Garoppolo, giving San Francisco its latest quarterback of the future. Garoppolo has started just 2 games in 4 NFL seasons. The Bears say tight end Zach Miller had urgent surgery to repair an artery in his left leg after suffering a gruesome injury in Sunday's loss at New Orleans. The team says the operation Sunday to repair a torn artery was successful. Miller dislocated his knee when he landed in the end zone attempting to catch a 25-yard touchdown pass from Mitchell Trubisky. Well, the World Series participants took a one-day breather following Sunday's heart-fluttering Game 5. The Astros took a 3-2 lead in the Fall Classic with Sunday's wild 13-12 10-inning victory over the Dodgers. Those two clubs combined for 7 home runs Sunday and managed to blow 3 leads of 3 runs or more, the last coming in the 9th inning. Sunday's slugfest runs the series home run total to 22, breaking the old Fall Classic record of 21 set by the Angels and the Giants in 2002. Game 6 is Tuesday night, tonight, in Los Angeles, where Rich Hill will start for the Dodgers against Justin Verlander. It's a rematch of Game 2 starters, neither of whom received a decision, as the Astros rallied to beat the Dodgers 7-6 in 11 innings. Well, the best and worst teams in the National League East have settled on new managers. Dave Martinez has been hired by the Washington Nationals after serving as Joe Maddon's bench coach with the Chicago Cubs and the Tampa Bay Rays. Martinez replaces Dusty Baker, who averaged 96 wins and captured division titles in each of his two seasons at the helm without advancing to the National League Championship Series. The Nationals have won four division titles over the last 6 years, following six consecutive losing seasons, but the franchise hasn't won a playoff series since 1981, when they were the Montreal Expos. Gabe Kapler is the new manager of the Philadelphia Phillies after serving as director of player development for the Los Angeles Dodgers since 2014. Kapler's only managerial experience came in 2007, when he put his playing career on hold to lead Boston's single-A affiliate. The 42-year-old Kapler replaces Pete McCannon, who moved into a front office position. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.